however, will be quite blunt and tell you that it is extremely volatile right now, and the volatility is only going to increase in the coming days.
And I want to interrupt here because Ed is standing here reading this. The assumption is that this information is, oh, well, there's California gang, just because they're all out there in California. No, Cali is not in California. So please, go on. But I want all of you listeners to realize all this information does not come from the heart of California.
Sometimes we don't know where it comes from. Those ones, such as Gordon Michael Scallion, are also sending out warnings for the coming days, though they are overly cautious about that which they say. I, however, will be quite blunt and tell you that it is extremely volatile right now, and the volatility is only going to increase in the coming days. That is why it is so important that you keep alert and stay clear and shielded. I know I am sounding like a broken record, but at this point, I do not care. If I have to remind you 100 times a day, then so be it. I cannot emphasize it too much right now, for there is far too much at stake to take this lightly. Let me close off for now, for we are extremely busy in the monitoring department. Just know that we are always near to you, and all you need do is call upon us. Many are going to perish, and it is not going to be a pleasant experience for you or for us. However, together, we shall see this all through, and we shall get there very soon. Thank you for your time, for your attention, and for your service. We honor all of you who have so selflessly given of themselves in these past years. The days ahead are the reason that you have been in such intensive training. That training will pay off, and all the lessons you have received shall serve you well. Go in peace, go in light, and go with the blessings of Holy God of Light. I am Tonio Soltec, in that light to clear. Salute.
I salute you, Commander. There's a lot that is said there that none of you hear, and I want you to hear it, especially the ones that we've addressed before. There are many ones in this room that have been receiving, either quite a while ago, recently, privately, publicly. There will come a day when all of you will receive at will. These will just simply be open communications. It's nothing but a radio system. Now, if Dharma's radio's down, now I'm using this as an example because Soltec is prodding me. It isn't as important that I, Hatton, get through as it is in the throes of upheaval that Soltec make it through. I can get by with one receiver, possibly, because I have backup. If I need to, I'll park any one of you receivers, because I have the authority to do that by my position in the command, in the order of command. Not that I'm brighter or smarter or cuter or prettier or anything like that. It is simply that it's my responsibility, and you have to have someone in charge. When things begin to happen, however, the one who is in charge of a given segment or a given thrust will pick up that command. It was important that Dharma receive from all of these ones. She used to write for Corton, Soltec, Maria. She wrote the Rainbow Masters, for goodness sakes, and that took each one of them. She was told, before we ever begin, by the Ashtar commander, you will be receiving from many varied energies, and that will start almost immediately in your time of counting, and it did, within weeks. And you must be able to sort rapidly, pick up those energies, make them identify, and be ready to receive. And that's going to be happening. And if Tesla or Moria or someone cannot get through to Ed, he's going to go to somebody else. And you're going to need to get familiar with the energy. Corton will have no trouble getting through to John. He used to write with him a lot. And these become burdensome because while a receiver is learning, the damn military cuts in underneath. And yeah, you receive a whole lot of stuff. Right from Edwards or right from Northrop. They know these frequencies. Those cryptologists are really good at what they do. The adversary is good at what he does. So after a long period of time, you learn what another commander would be telling you. So that you're not just stuck with, well, I cleared my space and he's still here. So is the dark one going to stay there? And he's going to feed you whatever you will accept. But if it's a cross against what a mission is, then he's in there for confusion factor. Soltec will never cross what I am doing, but he may tell you something, and he's going to see if you are going to accept that. You are intelligent beings. You are supposed to sort out if that runs totally contrary and contradictory to something I have told you, check it out. There may be error in what I've told you. You may be set up for the fall. But a planet is at stake here. Well, you shouldn't play games with me. Then get out of my kitchen. I have to have somebody that when the fire is going and you're in it, pays no attention to the fire and keeps right on plugging. This is trial by absolute fire. You are to the end of this segment. You are to the end. And supposing I had placed all of my chips on George Green, supposing I had placed them all on Leon, or all of them on Rod Ince, or on Ed Cleary, who felt that he should have been in charge because he was more attuned to God for all those years. Where would we be this moment? The lessons are hard, friends. But I know that if I cannot get through to her, and sometimes it's that way, you feel this little nagging. And because of the cross energies, Ed will be experiencing this. I don't know who else in this room may be, but I'm using the right half of the brain. And it's as if from nose over here to the left is gone. There is no left-hand side of her or her brain. I am having to focus that clearly, that succinctly, that finely tuned to get through the grid today. And that's where Ed's picking up. I know that if for some reason she is incapacitated and cannot receive, I can go instantly to him. I can go instantly to Rick. They will not instantly hear me, but I don't go away. It's like the other morning, and it was like Callie trying to clear everybody out in hopes that the speaker will go away. They'll go away. I won't go away. And it'll finally dawn on you that I'm not going to go away, so you better at least see what I want. And this is the way it has to be. This is the way it has to be. And you cannot operate this entire nation, this entire globe from Tehachapi. And sometimes we have to be elsewhere. On the other hand, we have a team in these other places. They don't have to put up with me so much. But we have pods. I've got pods in South Africa where a really, really important segment of our operation is homed. It's teamwork. It is flat right down to teamwork. And now the oppression as a world begins to fall apart in its economic structuring, its political structuring. You see, you have a situation in Bosnia where all of the politicians now want to get on the bandwagon and let's support our commander-in-chief. Nobody wants to support your commander-in-chief. He just let it be known that he has the right to send troops to Bosnia any moment he pleases under the National Security Act. He doesn't have to ask Congress. You have a national emergency and have had since Bush was there in Bosnia. And it's coming upon the Christian holiday. You've got to get rid of your people, your boys. Let's take a break. Probably the best thing to do is just open the forum. I know that some of you have some questions you'd like to ask. Norma visited a little bit with ones about gold and colloids in general, etc. I don't want to not discuss things that everyone who would get the tapes might question or at least try to answer some of the questions that you have. Obviously, gold is a higher frequency in its atomic structure, its particulate form. It gives off a different energy than does silver, and therefore wouldn't it appear that it would be a better either antibiotic or antiseptic or whatever qualification you would be looking for short of the X rays? Rhodium, platinum, iridium, tritium, all of these give off higher frequencies than do either gold or silver. And yet silver has a particular quality of the metal itself being very antiseptic. And also its ability to cast off ions. It's a little bit easier to handle, for instance, as far as utilizing it in its just coin form or nugget form. You would want always, if you're going to use electrolysis, to use a pretty pure product. The reason is you're going to get such other reactions from the other particulate involved in your nugget that you're going to have some problems maintaining control over it, and you will not get true colloids. And anyone who is trying to use electrolysis for colloidalizing these metals will find that you cannot depend on any of the distilled water. This is really, really bad news because people on hemodialysis machines at home, various and sundry other reasons, like your batteries for your automobile, you're told to use deionized water or distilled water, only to find that most of what you're getting is very little different from your tap water. And this can be both costly and you're not getting a good product. And I'm not sure it's worth, if you don't know what you're doing, to bother with it anyway. Now, what we do, because you have laws, and we don't have any intention whatsoever of giving anyone an excuse to come against us ever again. Not on copyrights, not on patents, not on laws. We're not in the practice of medicine. I can give you a little chemistry lesson, a little engineering lesson, but I am not going to tell you something works for something when it's against the law to tell you that. I'm not in the false advertising business. I'm not in the advertising business. So why would, then, I consider that our colloid, the silver colloid, is better than any on the market? Well, I'm not trying to outdo anyone on any market. I just know that the new viruses and these new mystery viruses are all put together with a titanium neck. You see, when they found that zinc could be overcome, now you've got two or three new aspects of DNA manipulation and genetic manipulation, and you have carriers for carriers. As with the parasitic carrier of the virus that lives in the sand flea that so many of your youngsters came home from the Gulf War having these symptoms, you have several things that happen. You have enfolding rays or beams or pulses. They are able to enfold and hold a bacteria, a chemical substance, and through these pulse beams, you can literally shoot these bullets that are literally bacteria, viruses, parasites of all sorts, or chemical substances which corrode or kill or do whatever they're going to do. And you can send out the virus or the microbe, we'll call it microbe for generalities purposes, in the chemical solution along a particle beam. And we just talked about the fact that those particle beam weapons are now small enough that they can be carried in your pocket, your breast pocket, like a credit card. These are lethal weapons. Silver will knock out almost all of the known microbes and have for a long, long time. Well, in 1938 came a law and changed so many of your products, your medicinal products into drugs, so that the priests of the medical association could get the money, and then the drug houses would get all the business. But colloidalized silver, or silver itself, which was the known antibiotic before antibiotics, it got caught there in the middle. And anything before 1938, you can use silver as long as you advertise it the way it was presented then. Now, anyone who has experienced will know that there are a couple of things far superior to silver, have better qualifications for other non-symptomatic of disease. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. The effect of gold on the synapses, for instance, of the brain connections, those electrical connections. The best substance to keep those shored up in Alzheimer's, any kind of mental senility, anything where you have assault against those connectors, gold will shore it up. And it will allow those nerve connections to rebuild. So sometimes you could take, and I would use Christopher Reeves as a very, very fine example. His back was not, or his spinal cord was not severed. I don't know what, but the time they get through with him, whether he'll ever walk or not, there's no reason that he could not heal. And if I had him, I know exactly what I would do with him. And I would use gold to do it, to accomplish it. Because it is the best brain metal, mineral, whatever you want to call it, element, to reconnect nerve endings. It's also the very best thing that you can get for soothing stomachs and digestions. Well, part of that is because it is better at wiping out those little vermin in your stomach that cause ulcers. You people take Mylanta. Oh, how relieved they are to go to the doctor, and the doctor just said Mylanta. Well, you have microbes that burrow into the lining of the stomach, and they live quite nicely in the acid. So the more antacid you put in there, the healthier the whole varmint system gets. One just triggers the other. You shut down with antacid, and you have to put out enough acid to overcome the antacid, and it becomes just an endless cycle. Well, I find that gold is better for getting rid of those than is silver, but you can't advertise that. You can't use it that way. So we can always offer gold as a soothing. It'll bring down fever. That's interesting. for you ones who worry about whether to take Tylenol or aspirin or what to give your babies, give them some gold colloid. It specifically will bring down high fevers within range. And it soothes and helps the nervous system. It's very, very exceptionally good in addictions, the treatment of addictions, because it sharpens up the system so that the body is not craving these things. So it was used greatly in the treatment of alcoholism. There are many, many uses for it. Obviously, its frequency is higher. And therefore, taken within the body so that the body can do its catalytic work with it, is probably better than the silver. Certainly, it requires a gold frequency in most instances to take out the neck of a virus that holds its cap on, and it's head. It's its computer system. And so we take the colloidalized silver and we bring it up with gold to the frequency of gold, and the particulate will hold it. And Zabel's right. You have a situation where one will negate the other, but silver will tend to take on the higher frequency and the particulate in there will hold it. So I don't know where else you can get these things. I'm not knocking anybody's product. And certainly our product has far more particulate in it than is possibly even considered necessary. But this is what everyone is comfortable with, and as everybody gets smarter about what we're doing, but you have to remember that the ones doing this are also having to do the milling equipment. So products, I mean, you know, they get attention when there's spare time. And there's no spare time, so they get done in the middle of the night. It's a time to get through. But it's also something important to know, and that is that the ones who are doing it now know how to do it. And there will come a day when no matter how much product may be over there in Arizona, it won't be here. So somebody has to know how to do it and have assembled the things to make do with. And we're just going to keep pushing through the best way we can, and we won't always do it right, but I'll tell you something, we will never do it wrong. So you can feel good about whatever you get. And we just went through this with the Gyandrianas. I brought the Devrias myself, and that's not in quarrel. But frequencies are not enough. Now, maybe there is someone with mental power enough to broadcast frequencies. Look at this table and whatever frequency it is, broadcast that frequency to a remote place. Or put that frequency into this bottle of Gyandrana. I'm not saying that it can't be done. And certainly of all the things that are possible, energy transfer is it. This is something else that nobody in this world has. And that is that we raise the Gyandrana in the solar atmosphere, outside. And after the gold and the silver colloid is finished, or while it's finishing, it sets up there with the Gyandrana, pulling in the solar energy. So when you get Gyandrana from this resource, you not only have a living solution, but it's at the highest frequency that the solar system has. Now, will it hold it? Yes, it will hold it if we get the particulate in the solution. That means that we feed it silver, gold, oxysol. Oxysol is an entirely different element than anything you've got. We know how to alchemize, put these things together, and you come out with a different product. And we introduce that because it will hold the frequency. And you've got to have something that will hold this frequency. That means you need the particulate. So if anybody says, well, I wave my magic pendulum over this and it reads 133,000 watts is a point. Well, on my energy scale, what is your energy scale? Well, it's my radionic scale. Well, it doesn't sell with me because I need particulate. I need a cell of ganglia to merge with a cell in your body, pick up your cellular DNA, and merge with you genetically, plus bring that particle in. Now, gold going into the ganglia solution, sitting out in the solar energy, I suppose you would call it alchemy. I don't know. It transfers. These are living cells. And a particulate of gold. You see, gold only comes with its two little molecules. And to break it down to its one little basic element, atomic element, requires something that's very hard to come by. You have to flame it off. You have to do something energy-wise that really leaves you less than nothing. Now, that's what's happening when we add gold colloid to the ganglia in the solar energy as the cells absorb those ions and those atomic particles. It'll immediately, on the addition of these things, will turn gold. Then when we drop gold color, which is silver, and oxysol will do that too. But then on top of the oxysol, we add a few drops of silver colloid at the gold frequency, and then a few drops of gold colloid. And you will have the most gorgeous golden bronze bottle of stuff. And then as the gold begins to filter down, it'll be lavender. And then finally, within a matter of some 5 days, it will be clear. Sparkling clear, and you can't identify anything in it. And this is when the FDA will say, oh, well, you're selling water. That's what you're looking for, that perfection of a cellular perfection that you can't identify. But the gold itself will have turned into monoatomic gold. It will no longer have that color. It will be its own basic light color, which is white or clear, transparent. And we can, you know, talk about these products until hell freezes, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm not going to tell you about them. I'm not going to give you the starts or the cultures or whatever might be needed. And we met our own problems coming back to haunt us just this week. Ones are feeling hurt from out of town, because it was better to have the product from out of town, from another maker, an established homeopathic physician, supplying us so that as it went out, we would not have the law coming back at us. And he certainly had his share of trouble. And immediately, when he started making it, George Green shipped a bottle of contaminated water back to George Merkel in Texas and asked him to test it. And, of course, it came back swamp water, dangerous and everything. And the funny thing is it was Merkel's own product. And one of George's girls, had to go to the Mayo Clinic. Her health was so bad after taking a swig of this. Well, that is garbage. Well, I can't protect this person anymore because he does not put the particulate in the solution. And it has nothing to do with his product, which he calls Condriana. I don't have Condriana. We do have Aqua Gia, which bears heavily on the use of mitochondria, but I have nothing called mitochondria. And this gentleman is very hurt. He feels like we've taken away something from him. We've taken nothing from him. That is our product. That is my product. And bless his heart, you know, he understands that. And he was asked, Dr. Young asked him, well, where do you think that came from? Where did you get it? Well, Commander Hatton brought it. Well, where did he get it? Well, didn't he get it from somewhere else? Well, you know. Finally, well, where do you think it came from? Oh, I don't know, someplace, Italy, maybe. So that's why all the laughter here when we start the second half, we have Italian Dreas. Well, we don't. And he could hardly deal with it when, well, what do you think about extraterrestrial possibilities? Well, that's the problem in the first place. He has had to struggle with his family over his relationship with me to the point I cannot do it anymore because George Green threatens to destroy the rest of his family. He's already involved them in his lawsuits. That's not fair. And yet you will notice that Mrs. would not even stay in the same building with our people who went down there to just inquire and work with him. And yet suddenly when the money stops, the flow stops, what have they done to you? So isn't it interesting? And I feel that I owe this explanation. Because even your products will come under attack. And you're not going to back me into a corner of saying this treats anything. You treat whatever you want to do. These are simply little tools. And if you find that gold works, use it. The silver will certainly work for almost anything that you can come up with now. But that will not hold true forever. But know that you can get some product that will have some impact. And we'll move along with it. There's nothing wrong with having minerals in your water. And that's all we will ever advertise. The fact that we're getting back incredible results, according to the males, is because there are enough people that are using this that results are now beginning to show. And they want to give credit to some of these things. I appreciate it, and we'll accept the accolades. But you'll heal yourself, or you won't be healed. Now, I know there's some questions, so let's have them.
Since you say, and I believe, that God is all and he's in everything, that means he's in the adversary, too. I don't seem to understand it. How come the adversary have so much advance? We have to play it fair, and he plays unfair. Would you clear that for me?
Who said you had to play fair?
That's what I hear all the time. What's fair?
God is not fair. That is one of the biggest mistakes that mankind ever made, was that, oh, God is fair. God is not fair. God is just. And as long as you do not break the laws of God, which are really, you know, they're pretty right there, succinct, you're welcome to break the laws of God too, but then you fall into the adversary category, so it's not worth it to you. It's not worth it to me. But I'm not going to line up and give my enemy the unfair advantage of me. And that's really ticked me off because, you see, coming from the realms of God, I am supposed to be some kind of pious perfection that gives my enemies all of the breaks. And I don't understand your lack of understanding. Why would you give your enemy all the breaks? Why would you not accept some of the abundance of God, which is all abundance, and give it all away to your enemy? Nobody ever claimed God is fair. He is fair, simply you don't understand his fairness. Because it will always be perceived by mankind that whatever is against you, me, the me, now standing before God, and it doesn't measure up to what you think is fair, then he's unfair. He may be very fair, and this is why I object strongly to a war in the Middle East where you send your guys over and 10 people get reported killed, and yet you've wiped out 3 million of, quote, your enemies, and now everybody comes back and says, see, God is so good. Well, I think that's unfair, and I'm not going to lie to you. God is just. And if you can't be partially as shrewd as your enemy, you are not doing God justice. And one say, well, what is truth? What is truth? Every human being, every entity has truth. It may not be your concept of truth. Someone, an assassin can, well, let's pretend, let's name names. Let us say Ron comes up and he's a paid assassin. Bo Greitz, a military assassin. Because he is a trained assassin, is it right to kill 375 people in one village, personally? Do all of this mass of metals that he wears make him good? Well, maybe he was fair. Was God more fair to his side to let him live than to the 375 he killed? That wasn't even just. But God will see to it that justice is done, and that's what you call confrontation with God. And therefore, ones who act in those heinous capacities will hide from God. Even after they find him, they will continue to hide from him. They will denounce the truth bringers because I can't face myself if I don't deny this God. But there will come the day when the confrontation is there and the God of self will meet out the justice. And so we're not going to ever find that it's fair. It does seem like we're working from a long way behind, but we know how it ends, and therefore our enemies don't have a prayer. And they know they don't have a prayer, and therefore the name of the game is to try to stop the truth from getting out in time to change the minds or the perceptions of the robotic population. And therefore, it seems unfair. But once man knows, you never go back to unknowing. You can change your mind. You can get off the wagon. You can get off the path. You can never, ever again unknow. And the reason that happens is because you knew before and you only came into the realization. And you can deny, but it's never gone. And these are the choices that man has to make. And it doesn't seem fair. Well, I served you. You served who? Well, I served you, sir. No, you didn't. Not if you're now turning away. Well, you weren't fair to me. I wasn't anything to you. And you just proved I was nothing to you. Because once you know, you don't turn away. You stand back, you take stock, you act rationally with wisdom. And if these energies are so confusing, back off longer. Just say, time out, sir. I need to experience this. I need to get a balance. I need to do something else. And then if literally you were not convinced that this might be the right path, you're going to go do something else. I will tell you, because I can tell you, if you don't find it here, you aren't going to find it anywhere. It doesn't mean you have to find my message or my camaraderie. But I have the only message in town. And anyone in God's command will give you the same message. It may vary in language. It may vary a little bit in individual perception or understanding according to language or tradition or culture, but it'll be the same. So you can say that there are as many truths as there are individuals, but there's only one real truth. And that cuts down a lot on the confusion. And there is no demand that you not honor these nudgings and these feelings inside until you can work them out. But once you know, there are only two choices. You're either for or against. That's a choice. You either are for or you deny. And it doesn't mean that at some point you don't wise up and come back. And you don't have to come back here. But usually the mark of a person is where he first denied, it's better to accept. So you can start clean. Or forever that energy form is trying to make it right. And nobody cares. That's another thing all of you have to know. Oh, what will everybody think? Who cares? What they think is none of your business. And you're going to find that those that you worry about don't think, period. They either talk, project their opinions, but they don't think. And they certainly are not allowing you the perfection of your own being. And most of you go through entire lifetimes on what in the world will somebody else think. You are really only interested in your own opinion, and others are trying to give you theirs because it's so much better than everybody else's, and you're usually bigger failures than anybody you know around because they've got so many opinions and they don't practice any of the good ones. Now, let's look at the little child who gets shot in Watts. Well, that doesn't make a good sentence. Where is your Watts to get shot in? He's in Watts. And a drive-by shooter comes along, and he's shooting at Joe Blow over here on the sidewalk, and little Junior gets in the way, and now you have a dead child. Child did nothing wrong. The guy with the gun is a big adversary, so obviously he's...